Ir dienas vidus. Laukumā pie Flāmu Nacionālā teātra staigā baloži. Nīt kompanija telpas atrodas aiz lieliem baltiem vārtiem, pēc kuriem seko ēnainas iekšpagalmas un tad stāvas koka kāpnes, kas ved augšup līdz nonāk plašā telpā ar galdiem, nelielu bāru un padzīvojušam teātrim raksturīgu dūmakainu šārmu. Jans Lauvers sveicienam sniedz roku un katras rokas pirkstā pa gredzenām ar krāsainu akmeni saci. Ejam dziļāk, kur blakus telpā Jans nosēžas gara sarkanbrūna koka galda galā, mierīgi sakrusto rokas sev priekšā un uz brīdi savu sirmo pagaro matu dēļ atgādina gudru un mazliet nogurušu flāmu karali, kurš piesēdis pirms kaujas. Jans Lauvers tikko ir atgriezies no Vīnes. Viņa dzīve ir nemitīgā kustībā. Tāds ir teātris, ko viņš vada nu jau teju 30 gadu.
Well, we know each other a long time and we travel 200 days a year living in hotel rooms, so we know each other very well. But we are professionally together. We are not a hippie commune. we work professionally and the importance is that all the actors in Need Company when they join Need Company, it's really a very precise choice you do because you have to travel, you have to leave your family alone, and you are there for a certain reason. So let's say it's a family, yes, but it's a family with an aim. And this aim is to create some kind of positive energy in the theaters where we come.
Nīt kompanija ir tāda vienība, kas izrādes rada kopā, kā Lauvers saka, viņi nav aktieri, viņi ir performatori, turklāt dalībnieku sastāvs ir absolūti internacionāls.
Well, we create, let's say, an average of two or three productions a year. Not only me, but we have different artists in Nīt Company. We work with 17 artist performers. And let's say we travel around 200 days a year to show it abroad. We don't have our own space, so we always have to travel. Because you always travel, you have to be international. You cannot be nationalistic when you travel. And on top of that, we are, when we talk about that identity, we have, for an example, 9 different nationalities in the company. If you talk about identity again, when I write in my own language, that is Dutch, Flemish Dutch. But I don't hear it, because when we do it on stage, you hear it in French, English, Spanish, Korean. We always mix the languages. So I destroy my own identity as a writer already by translating it. And so this is a challenge for me as being a writer to destroy your own language to come to a new language. And this is what we have to do. We have to be not afraid to change our language. And this is, I think, the biggest achievement of Nīt Company in the last 10 years is that we are maybe the only theater company. I'm not talking about dance companies, but theater companies who are struggling with the language, with the mother tongue, with people who leave their countries, like when you work with an actress from Korea or an actress from Japan or from Argentina, they come together and they try to do Chekhov. That is the challenge. That's what we have to do. And that's why I think Nīt Company is an example of how we have to do it.
Jans Lauvers 19. Un 20. Martā būs Rīgā ar izrādi Izabēles istaba programmas Forte Forte ietveros. Tas ir dziļi personisks darbs, par kuru režisors pats runā ar lielu prieku un mīlestību.
Let's say the most successful show in the last decades. we travel around it with 10, it's now 10 years that we travel around with this show. And so we are very happy that we can present it in Riga, because I think it's an important work. And it is all over very well received, and there are even people mailing me that it changed their lives. So it's like a big thing on my shoulders to carry this piece all the time, because they always want to see that piece. That's like the hit of Nīt Company. But it's very nice to do that in Riga, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Could you please a little bit open the doors for my listeners, and could you please give a little bit open this secret, what we will be able to see, because yeah. You are very famous with very visual works. Vai jūs lūdzu varētu mazliet pavērt šī noslēpuma durvis maniem klausītājiem un pastāstīt, ko mēs varēsim skatīt, jo jūs esat pazīstami arī ar to, ka jūsu darbi ir ļoti vizuāli.
Yeah, this is Isabella's room is in fact the, let's say, the most conventional play that I've made and written, because it's a linear and very clear storytelling. It's a story of my family. It's a story of... I wrote it when my father died, and my father was an obsessive collectioner of archaeological and ethnological objects. So the house where I was born was full of mummies and masks of Africa and India. And when he died, I inherited this collection, more than 4,000 objects, and I didn't know what to do with it. And I started to study him, and I found his notebooks in the house. And I started to read the notebooks, and there were notes about his life, about the family, about the objects. And so I started to read it, and I started to write a farewell play to my father. And it's a story that covers the whole century. It starts in 1910, and it ends in 2000. And we trespass the whole... boundaries of the 20th century, and so everybody, every spectator also knows about the Second World War, about the first man on the moon. So it's a very easy way of following. It's a very generous play, and I needed this generosity and this clarity because it was a moment when my father died and the Twin Towers in New York collapsed. And so it was a very dark moment on planet Earth, and also individually for me. A lot of people were confused. And so I needed to write a very open, optimistic story. And I wrote it especially for a phenomenal actress, Viviane de Munck, who plays the main character. And she is for me the number one in Europe. She's an incredibly good performer, and only to see her doing Isabella is a joy.
Mm-hmm. What do you expect from the public in Latvia? Ko jūs sagaidītu no Latvijas publikas?
I never expect anything. I hope we can work together well, because this is what we do. We try to create an evening together. So the public and the actors together make a theater evening possible. So we try to communicate as open as possible. And I hope they have a very open mind to see what we do.
He's the man who never stops. He says flop and hop and hop. Flops in a row, he feels the flow. Yo-ho, yo-ho. He's the man, he's the man who never stops. He never looks in the mirror, he never ever is afraid. He never wonders why he can't fly. He's the man who never stops. He says flop and hop and hop. Yahoo, yahoo. He's the He's the man who never stops.
Vaicāju Janam Lāversam, kas viņam kā māksliniekam šodien pasaulē interesē visvairāk, par ko viņš aizdomājas.
For me, identity is the most interesting topic. Because of identity, for sure in Europe, I'm very much concerned about the future of Europe. I think our political leaders make very big mistakes today. They have chosen a kind of cowardly economical Europe, and they forget the cultural force of Europe, the multicultural force of Europe, whether you have people from Lithuania or Poland or Italy or Spain. That is all is Europe, and we have all different kinds of culture, and we can very well live together. And nationalism is coming up again, and is destroying the beauty of Europe, and so. Europe has to create its own identity, which is a multicultural identity. So identity, I think, is my major theme in almost all the plays I write the last years.
Atgādinu Janam, ka tieši pirms 10 gadiem, kad viņš Rīgā viesojās pirmo reizi ar savu darbu Kaislību atspūgi, viņš intervijā laikrakstam Diena teica, ka pasaulē ir milzīgs mīlestības trūkums. Vaicāju arī pēc 10 gadiem šodien viņš domā tāpat.
It's even more. It's even more. I'm more pessimistic than 10 years ago. I'm really disappointed in how politics are created now. I'm not so disappointed in the politicians, but in what the people want from the politicians and how the politicians and the people are working together. There's really a huge disconnection. And after 2004, when I said that, you had so many dramas, not only in Syria, not only all over the planet, but also the financial crisis, the way the people react on the financial crisis. Everything went greedy and hostile, and there is a much more an anti-solidarity than ever before, I think.
Vaicāju, vai viesmāksliniekiem būs iespējams apskatīt Rīgu, vai divās dienās ir kas tāds, ko režisors pats īpaši vēlētos redzēt pilsētā, kurā viesojies tieši pirms 10 gadiem.
We always try to do that. We always check before we go somewhere what we can do and see. And sometimes it's too short. I know with Riga it's very short. We are there two or three nights. And we have to perform every night. So it will be very short. But we will check it out.
Pēc vizītes Rīgā Nīd kompanija dzīve, protams, neapstāsies. Notikumu upenēs tālāk, viņa atkal ceļos. Ar jaunām izrādēm dosies uz Kolumbiju, tad Seulu. Vienmēr ceļā, ar smaidu nosaka Jans Lauvers, un kad vaicāja, vai iespējams, ka viņu starptautiskajai radošajai ģimenei varētu pievienoties arī kāds latviešu talants, viņš atbild ļoti nopietni un šķiet pat ieinteresēti. Bet, protams, mēs visu laiku esam attīstībā, mums vienmēr kāds pievienojas. Protams.